It used to be a worker could set his or her sights on retiring at, age 65, get the gold watch, and join the ranks of the retired. This is no longer true. From longer life expectancy to the baby boomers whose investments and house values were tanked by the Great Recession, to younger workers being squeezed out by older workers hanging onto their jobs longer, retirement in America has certainly changed. The American Retirement Initiative came about to help lead the conversation about how to improve retirement planning for all of us. It's headed up by a Michigander who got his undergrad economics and graduate business degrees from the University of Michigan. Keith Green is the president at the American Retirement Initiative. Keith, let's go back, say, to 1963. Tell us, how has retirement changed in these 50 years?
Retirement's changed pretty dramatically. At that time, the majority of retirement plans were the defined benefit plans, where you get a certain amount a month when you retire based on how long you worked and your age and a formula that it was calculated. Since that time, the future of those types of plans has really been in doubt. There was a study this year that pointed out that the number of defined benefit plans has hit, they called it an all-time low. Of course, it's not an all-time low, but it's the lowest it's been in a generation or two. Since 1995, the number of defined benefit plans has continued to decrease. And that puts a real and different type of burden on folks. I'm asked a lot to talk about the future retirement and the future retirement plans, and my answer is always, it depends on how old you are.
Sure.
If you're near retirement and you've had a defined benefit plan that you've had for a long time, then your situation is going to be very different than if you're a person just entering the workforce and different things are required of you than were required of your parents or grandparents as it relates to retirement.
And then the Great Recession hits us, so there's a lot of people who couldn't even afford to think of retiring now, could they?
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. First of all, we weren't doing such a great job of saving anyway. The Employee Benefit Research Institute, EBRI, has this study every year called the Retirement Confidence Survey. And what it does is it measures the views of the American public, just as it relates to retirement. And they released their 23rd survey. They ask about 1,000 folks, and of that 1,000, about a quarter or so are retirees. And it asked them, do they feel that they'll be able to retire? And over half the folks, 45 and older, and about almost 60% in general, say that they have less than $25,000 in savings and investments. And think about that. When you're over 45 and half are not confident about being able to afford a comfortable retirement, which is the highest level right now in the survey's history.
Hmm.
So it was bad before the Great Recession started. It became significantly worse afterwards. So there are some real problems there.
You know, Keith, you pointed out how companies have shifted away from the defined benefit retirement plans, and now it's the 401k retirement and savings plan where you kick in some and your companies may match or may not. And a lot of people aren't kicking in because they're making it from paycheck to paycheck. So as a result, companies don't have to match. But now we're also seeing another change in the sense of companies being more cautious about employing full-time workers. They're stocking their ranks with the part-time workers who don't enjoy full benefits. You've got millennials, these younger workers are kind of squeezed out of jobs because the older workers have to hang on longer. So they're stitching together a patchwork of part-time jobs. So what does retirement planning look like for these folks?
Retirement planning is a lot more challenging. When you look at Michigan and you ask, how is Michigan different from the economy as a whole? There are a few differences. One, obviously, is there's larger union representation in Michigan. About, 10% or so of Americans are represented by unions. And in 2013 in Michigan, it was a little over 17%. So that's significantly higher Because of when you look at the Michigan's largest employers, the overwhelming majority of them have defined benefit type of retirement plans. Many of those are collectively bargained, you know, particularly the autos. So in terms of benefits, and I know this very well, my dad worked for GM for almost 40 years. One thing that we haven't talked about is retiree health care.
Yes.
And retiree health care is going to continue to become an enormous issue. But my dad became very sick earlier this year, and the level of benefits that he had to cover all his various illnesses are very, very different than the benefits that I have, I mean, that are for folks in my age group, and are certainly going to be a lot richer than those that my children will have.
So we have to realize that this is the reality of America in 2013. So, Keith Green, what would you say are the most important things that we should be doing, no matter what age we are, to plan for our retirement?
Two things: pay down debt and save more. Understand that the role that companies have traditionally had, the sort of the unspoken, I guess, contract that companies had with employers, with their employees, no longer really exists. Employees are a lot more mobile, so you're not going to stay at the same place for 25 or 30 years. Some people will, but relatively few people will when compared to the last 50, 60 years or so. So paying down debt to give yourself a clean start. Paying down debt does a couple things, too. It improves your credit rating. You're able to borrow for less money or lower interest rates, which means you have more discretionary income, which means you can save more. So paying down debt and saving more.
Okay.
And increasing the amount that you save as a percentage of income over time.
So if you get a raise or you move yourself into a job that pays more, then increase that chunk that you're setting aside. Don't fall into the temptation
of
buying stuff.
That's right. Exactly. And that's a tough thing to do. What is it? 70% or so of our economy is based on spending. So we're caught in a trap. You want to help the economy out. A certain amount of spending is necessary. For all of us to be employed and to stay employed. So we have to spend. But on the other hand, you've got to think about your family, your future, and you have to save first.
And I think also realizing that that day of reckoning and that eventual retirement date rolls up a lot faster than you think it's going to when you're in your 20s and 30s.
A lot faster than you think it's going to. And you don't always have a choice as to when you're going to retire. You may plan on working to your 70 or 65, but that's not a situation that you're 100% in control of. All sorts of things happen. Companies restructure. They lay people off. People become sick and can't work as long as they'd like to. So your plan cannot be based on everything going exactly right.
Keith Green is the president of the American Retirement Initiative. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Cindy.